Well, it's Jane Mayotake, and I am here with Karen Marlatt. And I'd like to welcome you, first of all.
Thank you, Jane.
Thank you. And Karen, before we start having a consideration of this wonderful phrase, straddle, and balancing those tensions between structure and spontaneity, can I ask you just to introduce what hat you might be wearing in this conversation today?
My many straddle hats. I think I am the queen of straddle in many ways. I am the founder of an organisation called Pro Bono Australia, which represents the social economy in Australia. We're a hub for people who want to engage in volunteering, philanthropy, social enterprise, the not-for-profit sector, impact investing, corporate social responsibility. So you can tell from all those categories that we actually straddle a number of the government, corporate and not-for-profit sectors, and my interest has been about allowing people to work or explore their interests in all of those areas, coming from a place of heart. So we are a business, but we are a social enterprise. We work in the not-for-profit sector, but we are a business. And I personally straddle the yogic Eastern world with working in the Western world. I straddle a business life with a family life and children. What other straddles do I do? I feel as though straddle is a really appropriate term, and I feel, Jane, that it's a term that I'm seeing around a lot. So I think it's a term that's time has come, how people broach those different parts of who they are.
Well, this is well placed to answer some of these questions around straddle, and I think if you consider that outline you just gave us, what would you say has worked for you in all of those straddle environments? What works?
All of it. I think I have loved exploring that straddle concept. It's been very difficult at times to broach those areas from one side to the other, but they have explored all the facets of who I am as a person along the way. So I'm not a person who's kind of started in the corporate sector then leapt into a different sector. I'm a person who's had all of them happening at the same time. I'm not a person who's gone to the east rather than the west. I've done it at the same time through, you know, regular visits to Bali. So I think that I found that a very rich way to explore my life, and is ongoing, obviously. It's perhaps taken longer to pull the threads of those different lives together into some kind of coherent whole, but it's certainly been a very rich journey. So I think the successful bits, Pro Bono Australia has now, last year, had 1 million people using our services.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So that's been recognised in various ways, and I'm very proud of what we've achieved in Pro Bono Australia and our ability to be a hub for people who want to activate their good intentions. So I think that's gone very well.
So let's do the flip side of this.
Yeah.
And what hasn't gone so well?
I think it's a long, from the business side, it's taken a lot longer to be robust in a financial sense than I ever would have imagined. And that is perhaps because I went down the social purpose route and the social impact route. And focused on that a lot in Pro Bono Australia, perhaps at the cost of some of the more financially lucrative endeavours I could have set up at the time. But you can only do so much, and I think that that's maybe a lesson that I could have leveraged better different people or different organisations, even though we are largely seen as being very collaborative as an organisation.
So the actual next question is probably really apt for that, because it's what would you have done differently?
Differently, I might have been a little less conservative in my financial experiments. So whilst I was entrepreneurial in setting up Pro Bono Australia, I think as the time went on, I could have been a little more of a risk taker and a little more activated to jumping into things I saw emerging more quickly.
Do you know what stopped you from being that risk taker?
I think financially I'm very conservative. Mm-hmm. I started Pro Bono Australia because I, as a business, as a social business, because I didn't want to compete with the not-for-profit organisations I was trying to help, which meant that financially I had to build up revenue streams to pay for pro bono working on its own way rather than getting grants or government funding. So we've done that. We've developed 5 or 6 different revenue streams in Pro Bono Australia. But we didn't get big licks of money from external sources, which if I'd set up a not-for-profit organisation or a philanthropic trust or foundation, I might have done. So thinking back over that process, it would have been very different if I'd done that. Like someone like Social Ventures Australia, who still is largely funded by philanthropic grants, we would have looked quite different and being able to take different opportunities. That being said, by generating our own revenue streams, we are independent now and financially robust now, but it's taken 16 years to get there, or we've been profitable for a number of years now, but it took a lot longer to get there.
Now, my last question in this whole series is, what do you celebrate? I imagine that would be one of the things that you celebrate.
Yes, absolutely, we celebrate.
What else do you celebrate?
Well, because Pro Bono Australia is a social impact business, we celebrate our social impact. So in the last number of years, we've been able to be quite influential in giving profile to issues in the sector. Say the establishment of the Australian Charities and Not-for-Profits Commission, we are able to survey the sector to see what kind of appetite there was for a charities commission. We were able to influence government on the establishment of the commission, which I personally believed and the sector believed was needed in Australia as a regulatory framework. So I'm very proud of that we've been able to do that without fear of government funding or philanthropic funding being cut. So we now provide the ability to survey, the ability to inform the sector without fear or favour. And as a media organisation, we have 80,000 subscribers. We are able to say what we want. And in these days of media being very marginal, we have a range of revenue streams which enable us to deliver a new service on an ongoing basis, which in when we have the daily papers in Fairfax and about to being closed down, we have a way of making our media viable.
Well, Karen, I think you have just taken us through a wonderful journey of Straddle,
mm.
and it's excellent how it's actually spanned both the business, the personal, mm-hmm. and it's something that you've actually been able to carry or take carriage of throughout your whole life.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. I think you've been a perfect candidate to be the Queen of Straddle. So can I thank you very
Thanks,
much.
Thanks, Jane.